to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. It is my pleasure to say, joined by a career official in our first lines of defense. He is Michael Cutler. He has worked for most of his professional life in the Immigration and Naturalization Services. He also worked closely with others in that very important first line, notably the Drug Enforcement Agency, as a representative to its Unified Intelligence Division in New York. He is these days a senior fellow at Californians for Population Stabilization and a very active contributor to the public policy debate, notably with pieces at Front Page Magazine, Family Security Matters, and his own radio program, if you please. It is the Michael Cutler Hour, heard Friday evenings on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for being on our radio show. Michael Cutler, good to have you back.
Great to join you. Thanks for having me, Frank.
Well, speaking of the Drug Enforcement Agency, Michael, you have recently, in fact, just today, published a piece at Front Page Magazine about, well, as you headline it, Who Deserves the Drug Cartel's Most Valuable Player Award? Tell us who that is and how that ties into some of your experiences with DEA.
Sure. And by the way, after I was the first INS representative to Unified Intelligence, I was promoted to senior special agent and assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. Basically, half my career was in working with agencies to enforce immigration laws to dismantle major drug trafficking organizations, because they almost always involve aliens, alien smugglers, drug smugglers, often one and the same.
Your service is greatly appreciated, my friend.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate yours over at State. You know, I have to tell you that I was watching 60 Minutes a week ago and was startled by the story. It's one that should disturb every American, actually, because it turns out that the head of what's known as the diversion segment of the DEA was airing some very disturbing facts. Diversion, for those of you not familiar with it, as the name implies, look to find those people responsible for diverting prescription pharmaceuticals. It used to be a relatively minor problem at the DEA, and as an INS agent, I really did not get involved with doing those investigations because it didn't involve aliens.
Yeah, when you say diversion, diversion in what way?
Well, for example, if pharmaceuticals were being sent in large quantities over to a distributor, then the DEA would get involved with that case and say, okay, there's something terribly wrong here. Well, let's go check it out. They would do an investigation. And if it was obvious that the amount of drugs being smuggled or being distributed created an imminent threat to the community, they could stop the shipments of drugs right there and then. So you have a case where a pharmaceutical company in a town of 1,000 people is getting 1 million pills of Oxycontin. Obviously, something is wrong and they could stop it.
Of particular concern these days because of the widespread abuse of these opioids.
Well, we're now experiencing heroin and heroin epidemic, an opiate epidemic of unparalleled proportion. That's the problem.
And these are sort of the entry-level drugs for a lot of people to that heroin addiction. And it turns out now with other drugs being cut into the heroin and some more powerful forms of it, you're just getting them winding up dead in large numbers. So this is a huge problem. So tie this into the Drug Enforcement Agency's, you know, current challenges and what you make of them.
Sure. Well, Tom Marino, congressman from Pennsylvania, was going to be appointed, apparently, Donald Trump, President Trump's drug czar, to head up the ONDCP, Office of National Drug Control Policy. And it turned out that he was the sponsor of the change in law. And when you look at how Congress voted for it, I don't want to single out Marino, because that proposed law change did pass by unanimous consent in both the House and Senate with no voice vote. With no written vote, it was a voice vote. Here's where it all links together. You have the pharmaceutical companies, out of their unbridled greed, dumping OxyContin into communities all over the place. It's estimated that in the last 10 years, 200,000 people lost their lives, nearly 60,000, if I remember the figure correctly, in the last year alone. It's an accelerating disaster. So we're providing Narcan, the antidote to heroin overdoses and opiate overdoses in our public schools. So this creates a huge clientele, customer base, if you will, for the transnational drug cartels. And they use the money to fund themselves, to fund terrorist organizations. And it's costing even more lives. Families are being destroyed. The list goes on. This is rippling through the fabric of America. And it turns out that it's our own politicians responding the call of the lobbyists hired by the pharmaceutical companies who started us off the cliff. And now it's been picking up speed, and the results are catastrophic.
Now, let me ask you, when you tie this in with your background in, you know, border enforcement, Michael Cutler, how does this play out, particularly in so-called sanctuary cities, or now the state of California, which has declared itself a sanctuary state?
Excellent question. Well, it plays out because this works to the advantage of the cartels, and it's costing human lives, often young lives. Look, when I was at DEA intelligence, I decided to do a study to see who we were arresting up at DEA in New York City. And I was startled to find out that back in the 80s, and I'm sure the numbers, if they're not constant, have gotten worse, 60% of the people that we were arresting at DEA in New York City were foreign-born. And so what you have to understand is that the drugs that we're talking about, heroin, meth, all that, heroin is not produced in the United States. Cocaine is not produced in the United States. Every gram of heroin, every gram of cocaine provides unequivocal evidence of a failure of border security. And those poisons aren't just coming through the Mexican border, although that's a very big source country and something that Attorney General Sessions has made note of during his appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, again calling for construction of that border wall. But this stuff is pouring in through international airports. We found heroin swallowers when I began my career with the INS in 71 as an immigration inspector at Kennedy Airport, people who would swallow condoms or balloons filled with heroin. And if those balloons burst, they would die. I saw them take dead bodies literally off of airliners because the balloons had ruptured in flight. So this deadly business has been going on, but never at the rate that we are seeing today, because millions upon millions of dollars are being poured into campaign coffers by the American drug cartels, if you will, the pharmaceutical companies, a couple in particular, and the DEA agent who pointed this out was doing an amazing job for the DEA. He's now retired. He was the guy in charge of going after these cases, and he has a law degree and a pharmaceutical degree. He couldn't be a better pick. So he's highly credible, and his information was very disturbing.
And to the extent that these drug cartels from offshore are compounding the problem in cities and states that have simply decided that they're not going to enforce federal laws, it really compounds and intensifies this deadly, deadly assault on our society, doesn't it?
It does. And so that's where the violence is coming from. If you look at the gangs, much of their money comes from extortion, prostitution, and narcotics. And the drug trade is inherently a violent business. These folks, the cartel, have enforcers who work for them, not unlike the mob, but unlike the mob, their level of violence is greatly amped up. They don't care if they kill women, children, the gorier the better. It's about intimidating their opponents. Look at what we've seen in Mexico. That's what we're seeing on the streets of the United States increasingly. Look at the gang violence in Chicago. How many dead bodies every weekend do they find?
Yeah. It speaks to your point, Michael Cutler, that you've often made on this show and I'm sure elsewhere about every state now being a border state. Every state now being afflicted by these challenges. Michael, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Thank you for the great work that you've done for our country in the Immigration and Naturalization Services, and that's your rendering now at Californians for Population Stabilization, and of course on programs like yours and on ours. Come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.